You're listening to WMUK. I'm Andy Robbins. I'm speaking with Dr. Hal Jensen, the dean of the Western Michigan University Homer Stryker MD School of Medicine, to give it its full title. The first class is graduating here later this month, the class of 2018. They've spent almost 4 years at the school. It's a big moment, I assume.
It is. This is another year of successes for the medical school, and this year, in another year of firsts, we are graduating our first class. That will bring us through one complete cycle of medical students. They've come all the way through the application process to starting medical school 4 years, and now the first class is graduating in just a couple of weeks.
And they go on to become residents, or what my nurse wife refers to as baby docs.
Well, a little more than that. It's medical education is really in two phases. The first is medical school, and you get an MD degree. But then to practice medicine, you need to do a residency, which is where you get your subspecialty training. And so all of our graduates, all 48 of them, are going on to really good residency programs across the country. They did very well as a class, matched in some very good residency programs, including a couple here in Kalamazoo.
They're going to Bronson and Borges, I assume. Where else are they going?
Well, we have students who are going all the way from Massachusetts to Florida to California, so we have students going across the country. Some of them are staying in the region, but this is where they look at other good programs besides ours across the country and decide that that where they're going to spend the next 3 to 5 years of their medical education training.
Are many or most of them going into specialties, or are they going to pursue careers in general family medicine? Apparently, that's been a concern for many years, that so many new doctors go into specialties and there aren't enough going into, you know, the general family practice.
So we have a mix of students who are going into certain specialties, but also a number of students are going into primary care. So even family medicine is considered a specialty of medicine. And some of those specialties, like pediatrics, internal medicine, family medicine, are considered more primary care. And we really try and have succeeded in training our students to be competitive and successful in whatever field of medicine they want to go into. After residency, after they spend 3 to 5 years in residency, some of them will go on for subspecialty training in fellowships. So that's where the next area of specialization will occur. And about half of residents nationally will go on to subspecialty training.
Now, the 48 students who've will soon be graduating, hopefully, and obviously learn something during the nearly 4 years they were here at Western at the medical school. What did you and the school learn in that 4 years?
Well, it's been a very interesting journey. I've been here for 7 years. It's been a lot of fun and been very rewarding because I've been able to work with a lot of really great people here in Kalamazoo at the medical school and in the community. And it really has been a community effort. I sometimes say that the medical school has four parents. Everybody knows about Western Michigan University, about Bronson, about Borges, being our three incorporators that came together to develop the medical school. But I think a fourth parent is our community. And it's that community support that really has been important to making our success part of a community success. And in recognition of the role of the community and the success of the medical school, we're actually holding an open house for the community Saturday afternoon, May 12th, the day before graduation, where the entire community is welcome to come tour the campus, see the medical school. So that starts around noon on May 12th.
After you got into it, after the school, the first class started in 2014, did you find that things had to be adjusted? They weren't quite what you thought they were going to be?
Well, I don't know that I would say that there were any major surprises. It's been as much work as I thought it would be. There's been a lot of long nights and long days in putting the medical school together along with a lot of other people. So I don't know that there were surprises. It is a lot of hard work, but again, it's been very rewarding because of the people I've been able to work with. So no surprises. We've done really well in our accreditation journey. We've had to get accredited both from the Liaison Committee on Medical Education that accredits the MD program, as well as the Higher Learning Commission that accredits us as a college or university, just like any other college or university, and then also getting certification from Department of Education so our students can have Title IV federal financial aid access. All of those have really gone very well, and we've gone through that process for each of those just as fast as we could have. And so it's been a good journey. It's been a lot of work, and we're seeing the end of this with our graduation and the finalizing of the initial accreditation from each of those entities.
Are you finding that it's easier now to recruit students than it was in 2013-14?
Well, there's a lot of interest in medicine. It's still an attractive profession, and I think that spills over into being able to recruit students here to Kalamazoo. We are a private medical school, even though we're very closely affiliated with Western Michigan University, which is a state institution. But we recruit nationally. We want students from Western Michigan University in each of our classes, and we do have students in each of our classes. But we also recruit nationally. We have students from Massachusetts to California, from Texas to Alaska. So while we recruit nationally, we've been very competitive. And we've had over 4,000 applicants. We'll probably drop this year, interestingly, because as a new school, many applicants thought that we would be easier to get into. So we had a lot of applicants who were maybe not as competitive apply to us. But what's happened over the past 4 years, they've seen that each of our entering classes is actually above average academically as compared to other medical students across the country. So we started out as a new medical school above average, which is pretty good. And what's happened now is this year that students have seen that you have to be very competitive to come to Kalamazoo, then the number of applications actually has dropped a little bit below last year. But that's really just a natural selection process that's weeding out less competitive applicants.
With the ongoing national debate about healthcare and especially how to pay for it, the future of the Affordable Care Act and all of that, do you think that people who are just starting their careers as physicians are prepared to deal with that seemingly ever-shifting arena?
Well, one certainty about the medical profession and the practice of medicine in the future is that there will be change. I couldn't tell you, and I don't think anybody can tell you what medicine is going to look like in 3 years or 5 years. This next year is going to be another interesting year. But at the end of the day, one of the key things is somebody has to be in the room with the patient making decisions, putting your hands on a patient to do a physical examination, looking at the lab results, making an assessment, putting all that information together to make a diagnosis. That can't be outsourced. That's going to have to be done in person, one by one. When you may only be one person in the world, but when you're the physician in the room with the patient, you're all the world to that one person. And I think our students, the kind of students that we have been able to recruit, the kind of students and physicians that we want to train, would see medicine not as a job, but really as a calling, really as a profession. And I think if that draws you to medicine, then you'll be able to accommodate the change. It's interesting, over the past 50 years, these same issues have been there for 50 years. In terms of increasing government regulation, decreasing reimbursement, more and more regimentation, much more knowledge to be able to get a handle on, more complexity, less time in the day. All of these things have been there for 50 years. And as a profession, I think we've done a good job of managing that. We're still in a good place. It's going to continue to change, and we'll continue to take bright young people to help shape the future.
We touched on family medicine a bit earlier, and there's a new initiative involving the medical school in Battle Creek in that area. Can you tell us about that?
So one of the opportunities that I saw when I came to Kalamazoo was the opportunity to expand our residency training program, so that period of training after medical school, and also for medical students, to Battle Creek. So about that time, Bronson Battle Creek was developed as part of the Bronson system, but we also have students who go to the VA in Battle Creek. And we've had students go to Bronson Battle Creek over the past few years, and we have worked to develop a new residency program in family medicine in Battle Creek. So we will have the family medicine residency here in Kalamazoo that's based at the Family Health Center here as part of the with collaboration with the medical school here, but we will also do a similar program in Battle Creek at Bronson Battle Creek with the Family Health Center that's in Battle Creek. And so that's another great collaboration. It'll bring residency training to Battle Creek. It'll be a slightly different type of residency training program in family medicine than what we have here, but I think it'll be a very forward-looking program that will attract residents who will want to come and train there. And the hope would be that those residents will want to stay in Battle Creek and practice. About a third of the physicians in this region have trained at the predecessor of the medical school, Kalamazoo Center for Medical Studies, which was in existence before the medical school, and that became part of the medical school in 2012. So think about all the physicians in this community, in this region, that have trained because of the medical education opportunities that were here in Kalamazoo, and we're growing that, and now we're growing that in Battle Creek as well.
You've said that there are some differences, or will be some differences, between the family medicine residency in Battle Creek and the one already in Kalamazoo. How will they be different?
One of the challenges in medicine in general is the shift from inpatient to outpatient medicine. And all of our programs in Kalamazoo are working to keep contemporary with those changes. And one of the opportunities with a new residency program in Battle Creek is that we're not constrained by the history of what we've had and how we've had structured our program structured in the past. So it's an opportunity to create, to move forward, maybe leapfrog some of the older established programs. So it'll be more outpatient-oriented, which is where medicine largely is these days.
Why family medicine as the subject of the residency versus all the other things that you could have offered?
Well, there are a number of needs in medicine. Primary care is certainly one of the biggest needs. But if you look at this region, primary care is one of the glaring deficiencies of being able to recruit enough primary care physicians. Family physicians have the advantage to be able to take care of both children and adults through adulthood and into elder care, and it has the opportunity also to include OBGYN in that. We've actually started an OBGYN residency this year as well, so that is another new program with having the medical school here that we've been able to start. But there's a need for primary care physicians in general, and certainly in this area, and by building the primary care residency, the family medicine residency in Battle Creek, we hope to be able to recruit some of those graduates to stay in Battle Creek and practice medicine here in the region.
Are some of the members of the class of 2018 going into either the one in Kalamazoo or the one in Battle Creek?
We have one student who's going into family medicine here in Kalamazoo. And next year, we hope to have more students and also a student going into the Battle Creek residency program. This has really been another year of success for the medical school, and we want to share our success as really a community success. As I said, the medical school is only successful because of the support we've had from the community, which has just been outstanding. And we share our success with the community as a community success.
Dr. Hal Jansen is the dean of the Western Michigan University Homer Stryker MD School of Medicine. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.